How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Justin and Heidi Unfiltered Podcast. We are your hosts, Justin Metcalf and Heidi Metcalf. We have a combined 34 years of experience in the beauty industry, and we go into the different topics that shake our industry and make us strong and weak at the same time, and share our opinions about it. So we're glad you're here. So today we're going to talk about mindset and how mindset matters. So have you ever noticed how two stylists with similar skill levels, similar experience, can have two completely different career trajectories? Today we're going to talk about our findings, where and it's often the difference lies in their mindset. So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. I'm now getting to talk because Justin didn't let me introduce myself, but I'm Heidi. And it's funny because when you get two different learning styles together, you get someone who creates an outline with bullet points, and then you get the other person who just wings it. I'm the one that wings it.
So, can you tell we're married?
So what's the importance of the mindset, Justin?
The importance of the mindset is that it's my first day, so back off. No, the importance of the mindset, I think, first is to define it, because we've got to understand where we're coming from. We need to define what a mindset is, because we need to be realistic. There are people out there who don't know what it is, or they just have never really thought about it, so it doesn't really occur to them. So a mindset refers to a set of beliefs or attitudes that shape how you see the world and yourself. And it influences the way you think, the way you feel, and behave in different situations. So, like, think about a filter that colors your perceptions and guides your actions. And the beliefs that you have about yourself, your attitude towards challenges, your responses to setbacks, and your interpretation to feedback.
So, I believe we're talking about two different sets of mindset here.
That's right.
So what would be the first set?
Well, so I think you can break it down to just two. There's just two types of mindsets. You've either got a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And I think some could argue that there's an in-between, but really we're going to just, instead of arguing whether or not that's the case, we're going to focus on the difference between having a fixed mindset and having a growth mindset.
Yeah, luckily for you, we do agree that there really is just two sets of minds out there.
I feel like through the course of this podcast series, there's going to be a lot of moments like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. But well, yeah, so when we're talking about a fixed mindset, what's that look like?
Well, I feel like the reason you're asking me is because I'm the expert in this field, the field of fixed mindset.
Yeah, maybe.
I come from a lot of experience having a fixed mindset. Fortunately, I have definitely shifted my mindset over the 21 years that we've been married blissfully as of this recording in 2024. So I do know how it feels, though, with a fixed mindset, like with the belief system. Your belief is that your abilities are fixed. They can't be changed.
Meaning?
So like when you would say to me, go do this. Let's get even sillier. Okay, go do the dishes. And I would know you want it done a certain way. And I would just believe, well, I don't know how to do it that way. I don't know how to do the dishes the way that you would like them done, Heidi. Because that's how my brain works.
Yes. So what would happen then?
Nothing good. And I do want to keep this relatively PG, so I don't think we can even share details of our argument that ensued afterwards. But can you think of another example of a belief where I have told you in the past, I can't do that?
Yes. Well, there's one that I think of specifically when we talk about our home life, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
When something electronic happens or something needs to be fixed, and I, you know, I don't know why we always think the man should be the one that fixes those things, but it's a belief out there that the man should be the one that fixes those things. So yeah. Our oven went out. It was the heating element. Instead of buying a brand new oven, I thought, we can fix the heating element. That's easy. Ordered the part on Amazon. Told Justin to do it. Didn't get done. Kept saying he would do it. Didn't get done. His belief was, I don't know how to do that, but I know she's going to get mad at me if I tell her I'm not going to do it. So I'm just going
to... Or if I do it wrong.
Or if you do it wrong.
Yeah.
And then, so then I finally get sick of it and fix the oven myself by watching a YouTube video.
Right.
So I guess my part of the fixed mindset that frustrates me is Google that shit. Like, there is... I didn't know how to fix an oven. Right. I had never done that before in my life.
No, we're almost never the first people to run into the problem that we're facing.
Almost right? Never, right? Yeah. But at the same time, like, if someone's got to have done it somewhere. And now with all the technology that we have in the world today, especially that we have at this time of recording,
right.
And that's just now, there is like no reason we couldn't find the answer to that.
Right.
I mean, AI will write your freaking book for you.
Right.
So
why not?
Why not?
Well, and it's funny now in retrospect, I think back of that time that I do remember vividly. I don't know how, where I'm at right now anyway, I don't know how I could have been in that moment where I didn't think of the sequence of events. Looking back now, I'm like, well, make up your mind, do something. Like, how did I not realize that at some point my decision to both not do it and say that I'd do it would end poorly?
Would not end poorly. How did that not
cross
your mind?
Yeah. I don't know, but that's the beauty of, you know, hindsight, which I think is basically the motivation for us doing this podcast and starting with Mindset Matters, because we do have 34 years experience combined in the hair world, but we also have been married 21 years. We're in our 40s. We've got a lot of experience with the world. So then again, seriously, in all seriousness, I have more experience with a fixed mindset because it's just how I've been most of my life. And you have a lot more experience with an open mind and a growth mindset. So I think we're perfect for this. So so let's talk about like what the focus is for a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. The focus is proving your intelligence rather than learning and growing.
Mm.
So there's still that moment of commitment, like, well, yeah, I could do that. I don't need to learn more about, I don't need to look up a YouTube video. I don't, or in the hair world, I went to school. I don't have to take more classes.
Continue my education.
Right. What's the point?
Right.
I'm licensed.
Yeah. I already got that.
Right.
But in today's world, I mean, look at our phones alone. Those are changing every 6 months. There's a new phone out there with something new added.
Yeah.
So to tell yourself that you don't need something, or that how is that valuable? Where is that going to place you? Already you're at a fixed mindset.
Right.
Because, and here's the other thing that I run into on a daily basis is nobody wants to look like a learner when they've already been licensed for something. But again, with technology changing all the time, we're constantly learning.
Right. So wouldn't you say then it's that much easier to fall behind?
Oh, I see it daily.
Yeah.
I mean, if you walk into any salon, it's the 80-20 rule. There's always 20% of the stylists in every salon that are at the bottom.
Yeah.
And why are they at the bottom?
Because of their mindset.
It's mindset. It always starts with mindset, because if they were in the top 20, then they would be continuing their education. And a lot of times, the way I look at continuing my education isn't because I don't know something, but it's to keep me on track.
Right.
But I also learn something every time I do it. Even if I go to the same class over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I always learn something new, because just the viewpoint of somebody else in that class might change how I thought I saw something.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of aspects to that. Yeah. I mean, other people sharing at the moment, it's the same course material. But you're right. If somebody else in the class has a different point of view, but also your frame of mind. Mm-hmm. It could be different. It most definitely would be different because we're ever evolving and ever changing people. 6 months apart from the two classes, you're going to be a different frame of mind. So you're going to retain different information. You're going to hear different information. It's still the same stuff being told, but what you retain is different.
Yeah. And the thing that I think I run into that can be the hardest is those fixed mindsets. A lot of times it's the 34 years of combined experience or whatever that makes you more fixed. Because I have this much experience, somebody who's been in the industry 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, there's no way they can know this above me.
Right. I've seen that be detrimental too, from a seasoned stylist who is fallen behind the times. They don't have Instagram, and they don't have a way to attract today's newest generation of spenders, people with money, and they don't want to hear from a millennial or a Gen Z about how they're making money. And I understand it. There's definitely that pride element, but it still comes down to that's just a fixed mindset. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowing yourself to grow, which gets us into the next portion, which is responding to challenges. So specifically, a stylist who has reached a point where they're not doing anything to attract new guests. So what they have is their current portfolio of guests, and they're losing them because you're going to lose them by attrition. People move away, people die, people stop wanting to come and see you.
They want something new, and you're not willing to change.
Right. So there's always going to be some attrition. Always. It's always been the case, but...
And you'll have your bread and butter clients is what we call them.
Yeah.
The ones that they love what they're getting. They love the way you're doing it, and they don't want to change. I mean, humans don't like change very much either.
Yeah. Which is ironic because what's the one thing we constantly do?
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. No, it is ironic, right?
It is. It's very ironic. But it's true. We're constantly changing. Everything is changing. Our industry changes constantly. So when you close yourself off and that becomes your response to challenges with the fixed mindset, you, again, in another way, inhibit your growth, which is why you get into the point where I don't know how to get new clients. And then, unfortunately, some people way further on in their career, maybe in their 50s or 60s, they feel like they're past the point of no return. They don't have the option now. Well, now it's too late. You know, and arguments could be made that maybe it's not too late, but the reality is that our focus should just be on trying to help people avoid getting to that point.
Yeah, definitely trying to help avoid getting to that point, because honestly, once you get to that point, you're in that fixed mindset.
Yeah.
We can't change that for you anyway.
It's hard, yeah.
But, I mean, my friend, a stylist that I worked with, gosh, it's probably been 6 years now, but before COVID, she looked at me and said, "Do you really expect to be working behind the chair the rest of your life?" Well, yeah, at the time, I still say the same thing. Yes, I do. I do expect to work behind the chair. Do I expect to be doing the exact same work that I was even 6 years ago? Well, no, I hope that it changes. I hope that I grow. I hope that I do something different, maybe.
Right.
But at the same time, I still like doing hair.
Right.
Like, I don't see that as a problem. And hairdressers know it's not easy on the body. I mean, there is a point in which, like, if you haven't been taking care of yourself properly, it's not going to be something that you can do well into your 70s and, who knows, 80s. I don't know.
Right.
But I would hope by the time I get to that point, I've gained enough knowledge and have an open enough mindset that the next generation still wants to hear from me, that I can still be a valuable asset and not somebody who has just done it the same way for 50 years and nobody wants to learn that because that was 50 years ago. Nobody's doing that. Like, right. Again, it all comes down to mindset.
Yeah. Well, which is why this topic is so vast. I mean, we're probably going to do 3 podcasts just to start off our series, and it's all going to be on mindset. But we could easily come back to this with more insight and more thoughts because it's just, there's so much to dive into here. And one of the things you were talking about, like, I mean, it kind of leads into our next section, view how people view setbacks. So people with a fixed mindset, how do we view setbacks as failures?
Yeah. And you almost won't even like come back from that.
Yeah.
You won't even touch it again. You won't even try that because it didn't work.
Yeah. Or even in some cases it was traumatizing.
Traumatizing. Yeah. So like education, for instance,
yeah.
When COVID shut us all down, so many stylists had to do virtual education. There was no hands-on. There was no way of doing anything continued.
Yeah.
So many had such a fixed mindset on, I tried that. I just can't do it. I have to have someone in person.
Right.
Again, with the technology we have, to be saying that you just have to do it in person. Now, don't get me wrong. There is value in person too. But to think that you can only do it one way, all you're doing is limiting yourself. Why limit yourself?
Right.
Why make that, I can only learn this if I do a... Now, how, you tell me, if someone does a one-day course in 8 hours, first of all, brain fry, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talk to any hairdresser who's worked 8 hours, an 8 hour straight shift.
Right.
They don't go home. They sit in their car for 20 minutes with the radio turned off and drive mindlessly home.
Right.
Come on, stylist. You all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And yet you're telling me you want to go to an 8 hour class and you're going to go back and do that, whatever you learned perfectly with the first client behind your chair. I did those classes. First client that sat behind my chair, I went, how do I start? Right. Who do I call?
Right.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Let me look at my notes. Oh yeah, I'm a hairdresser. I suck at taking notes. Let me look at the pictures. Well, it was a blurry picture. I didn't notice at the time, yeah. But I can't see. Whereas, or you can learn in a different way where there's a manual, there's a mentor, there's a virtual training, there's videos, at least something to go back to.
Right.
Plus somebody that you can reach out to who is hands-on with you. Now, you tell me which one's more valuable. But because of a fixed mindset, there are so many stylists, so many people out there. I'm sure there are training courses for other industries that are the same.
Yeah.
That they're just like, nope, can't do it. Okay.
Well, that's kind of what one thing that we talked about before actually recording is that a lot of this stuff we're going to talk about, it's pretty universal. Like this could easily be tied into banking or homemaking or, you know, lots of different industries and important jobs. But as we talk about specifically stylists, because that's where our field has been primarily, but these setbacks that stop people in their tracks are damning in a lot of ways. And that's what hinders. There's almost a lot of times where people who have reached that point in their career where there's just nowhere to go. It was maybe one big setback that they could pinpoint. You know, if this moment hadn't happened, but then with this mindset of, you know, the fixed mindset, that becomes the excuse. And it's a crutch because then you could just say, well, if it weren't for this, you know, I'd be in better shape. You know, if COVID has it. So we lost our salon that we owned together. We bought it in 2016. We grew it more than triple the sales revenue, and we're doing pretty well. And then when we get back from COVID, we just couldn't survive. We had mass walkouts.
We chose not to survive.
Well,
I will say this. I did fair. Not want to continue doing it. I was not, my passion wasn't in the salon owning business.
Yeah.
And I could tell your passion was also not there.
Right.
Because I don't have, now you might view that differently because you do have more of a fixed mindset than I do.
I think you're right. Yeah. I do look at it differently, but still when we tell the story, and I notice our story of how that happened is different when we tell people what happened.
Yeah. You don't listen to my story because I don't tell it, but that's okay because it is one of those where I don't correct your story.
Right.
Because it's fine that you believe that. But for me, we easily could have turned that around. We could have turned that around. We could have made it an even bigger salon had we had the passion for that business.
Yeah.
I was not passionate about being a salon owner.
Right.
I got to a point, I hate babysitting. I'm not a babysitter. I've never wanted to be a babysitter. And I'll be honest, I never wanted to own a salon. there are a lot of hairdressers that are the opposite of me on that trajectory.
Right.
But
because everybody's got a wheelhouse.
And a everyone's niche. Got a wheelhouse. Yeah. Everyone's got a niche. I love working with clients. I love working behind the chair, and I love educating. Like, those are the things that I love.
Yeah.
Being a salon owner, I'll be honest, you're a babysitter, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It can be so rewarding, and it can be so great.
Right.
But you gotta, there is so much more. You salon owners are rock stars, honestly, because there is so much more to leading a team and being a good leader to have a successful salon,
yeah,
than just being a hairdresser and working behind the chair.
And I think that I agree, and I think that can be said for both commission salons and booth rental salons,
for
and,
sure,
and blended. Ours was blended.
Ours was blended, and so, and there's so many things that I think, oh, if I did it again, I'd do that completely different. And there are so many things that if I did do it again, I would do it completely different.
Yeah,
but it is true. I don't care. Anyone who owns a salon, whether it be suites even, but a blended salon, a commission salon, a booth rent salon, to make that salon successful, you got to do so much more than just what you're doing behind the chair.
It takes, the skill set for running a salon definitely is broader than just the skill set of a stylist or a banker, which was my original background. So I agree. And I think that one other thing we can agree on in terms of telling our story of how we closed our doors is that we don't blame COVID. COVID was an opportunity for us to see when we came back and things happened the way that they happened. It gave us an opportunity to see, yes, we could turn this around. You say easily. I didn't see it quite that well. But again, I was definitely more of a fixed mindset, especially at that point. I totally agree. We didn't have the passion to put in the work that it would have taken. And we're both very happy with the roads that we have taken as a result.
Correct.
But I think the point here is that a lot of people I know could very easily just say, oh, you know, COVID ruined our salon. And every time I've even been tempted to say that, because, hey, I don't have to tell people that our salon failed. I don't have to tell people that COVID did it. It just didn't feel right, because COVID didn't cause our salon to fail. We chose to not build it back up when we hit a massive roadblock. And it was the right choice for us.
Right. I don't regret that choice ever.
But it's also definitely a testament to business owners who are in business together and people that are married to each other, which we were, still are. We are still married. It's good we point that out. You can work things out when one has a fixed mindset and the other has a growth mindset. Because at the end of the day, we still had different things that we brought to the table.
Right. Yeah. But I will say this, from somebody who worked with someone with a fixed mindset, the owning a business together was not easy.
No, it was not. And the next thing we're going to talk about is feedback. And that was one of the biggest issues that we've ever run into in our salon ownership together.
Well, we'll have to get Shelby on the podcast one day.
Oh my gosh, we should. Especially the snowblower
that's story. What I was thinking about.
Yes, I'm sending, as soon as we launch this, I'm sending this to Shelby. We're going to shout her out. We had an amazing business coach from Summit Salons. Her name is Shelby Geist, and she was an absolute rock star. She is definitely part of the reason that we were able to grow when we walked into the salon, it was just over six figures. In our last year, we were over 300,000. Like, it was great, but boy, it took a lot of work. But anyway, so feedback.
Mm-hmm.
When I would get feedback from you, Heidi, would you say, be gentle?
I promise nothing.
Would you? How would you describe my receipt of that feedback?
You know, I would say, kind of like the rest of our marriage, you would say the right things, but the doing, the action behind it was never followed through.
Yeah.
So if I told you something, you would listen, you would give the right nods at the right time, say the right words at the right time. But as far as actually following through, doing the action items, taking and implementing the feedback I'm giving you, that didn't happen. It just
didn't.
I don't
like this feedback. I'm not liking this.
Yeah.
But no, I, okay.
Yeah, so here's mindset. Not surprised.
From my point of view, and I think I've shared this many times, when you would get into the mode of, okay, you're going to start sharing feedback, my walls went up.
Oh, completely.
Because you came at me with a tone that I didn't like.
Which, can I just reiterate here, no matter what tone I had, he was not going to like
it. No, I think you're not wrong. And I think I did say that properly. Yeah, I didn't like the tone. An excuse would have definitely been, you came at me full bitch mode, and that's not it. That's not what happened.
No.
I interpreted your tone as hostile.
Yeah.
So my walls would go up, and we're not talking about nothing. And I'd get so defensive because you were attacking me. You were launching cows on catapults over the walls of my castle. So Monty Python reference.
It was something.
I think every episode's probably going to have a good reference or two. And I did not take... So that's the thing. With a fixed mindset, feedback becomes something that you see as criticism, mm-hmm. and personal attacks, mm-hmm. or a reflection of their inadequacies. Mm-hmm. Now... Could you have said it differently and been like super nice and sweet about it? Yeah. Oh,
and I did.
You did. But even then.
But it doesn't matter.
No.
Because the feedback, just the fact that you were getting feedback on a performance that you thought you had done 100% at.
Right.
Your best. There was nothing you could have done differently to get a better outcome.
Which goes back to the focus and the belief, mm-hmm. of, I believe this is all I could do.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't matter what I would have said to you.
Right.
You in that moment believed no. Right. Because that's all you could have done. You couldn't have done anything different or better.
But you were kind enough, because you have a growth mindset and you are open-minded. When I would say to you at the end of these long, drawn-out fights that lasted till 2 a.m, how are we going to end this? Well, maybe... I don't know why I picture myself whimpering as we talk about this part, but maybe if you just try to have a different voice. I don't know how you got through those conversations, but you would. You'd come back, you'd try to have a different tone, you'd try to change the setting, and you're right. It's still, we didn't get anywhere.
No.
Not until I realized much, much later, the issue lies with my mindset, how I'm seeing things. And then, of course, there's how people see learning. And I guess we kind of already covered this. But like learning on a fixed mindset is seen as threatening to your self-esteem. So, again, with the same example, you chuckle. But, yeah, it was, okay, Justin, I want you to learn how to do this the right way. In my mind, that's, you are an idiot. You're dumb. You're fat. You're bald.
It's funny because it reminds me of the time where, okay, I'm married to my husband, and currently he's bald, but I did cut his hair before he got bald.
Yeah.
Remember, it wasn't when we were first married. It was a little while into, but you no-showed me for your haircut like three times.
In a row.
I was like, you don't understand. Like, most people get a one, I can understand, you know, yeah. Let's not do that again. Two times no show, like, you just don't get scheduled again.
Yeah.
You can text me, I'll tell you if I've got time that day or not. Three times, I just,
right.
I'll fit you in where I fit you in. That's right. What you get. And I remember asking you why you kept missing. And in your head, you thought, well, because I should just remember, I shouldn't have to have a reminder. And I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
No, I do remember thinking that was my reality at the moment.
Was, yeah. I should not have to have a reminder to come and get my haircut. And See, now for me,
nobody's going to be on my side now that you've told that story, by the way. No licensed cosmetologist in any state is going to listen to episode 2 or beyond and think, Justin's a good guy. He knows what he's talking about. Because you,
he no-showed his wife three times. And it was one of those where I scheduled him during the day at a prime time kind of spot, guys, right? Like, we all know what the prime time spot is for each of us. Because he promised he'd be there.
Yeah.
And so it was, but yeah, after the second time, I was like, divorce. This is grounds.
Yeah. But it was worse. You almost cut me off from haircuts forever.
Oh, I did. Yeah. We've got another story for that. I'm sure that'll come up in another podcast. But for me, my mindset at that point was, I have an alarm that goes off on my phone for literally everything.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I can remember how to do or to pick up my kids. Okay, my youngest daughter is 13. She's in eighth grade. I've been picking up kids for 20 years, 19 years.
Yeah.
And
I probably didn't drop them off when they were 2 weeks old. But
well, I did at daycare.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, yeah, like literally, like they were like a month old. So yeah. No, I like 20 years, I've been picking up and dropping off kids somewhere.
Right.
I mean, 365. Okay, no, I don't work 365 days a year, but still 5 days a week for every year, 19 years, I still have an alarm that goes off on my phone to pick up my kids.
And I think I can count on one hand the times that maybe you forgot.
Right. Because it still happens. The alarm. Well, sure. And it's not even that I forgot. It's that the alarm goes off and I am still in the middle of a haircut. Like something happened to the day.
Whereas my situation, if I just didn't put it in my calendar and I'm like, well, I'll remember because it's important.
And then you just blow it off because you just, how dare you forget this important haircut? You should just remember. And I'm thinking that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, and it was the dumbest thing you've ever heard of.
Still is.
So, well, listen, for now, we want to keep these to like 30 to 35 minutes. So we're going to end this podcast, this episode.
So we'll get into what is not a fixed mindset next time?
Yeah, we're going to get into growth mindset on the next episode. And I really am super proud of myself for being able to sit through this bash session. I'm in such a good frame of mind, and my mental health now is to the point where, yes, we can sit here and we can talk. I did not know that you were going to bring up that particular story. And I think part of
it is, I didn't either. That's why you have an outline and I don't.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to do outlines anymore. I mean, I spent hours on this thing, and what's the point?
We still hit the bullet points.
I know, but at what cost? So anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. Please join us for a next episode where we talk about the good part of the mindset, the growth mindset. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.